Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Abounding Ability. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is God a cup running over God?
Yes.
That's what we've been waving our arms and preaching about for days here. He's not the thief. He's not the killer. He's not the destroyer. He's the Lord who came that you might have life and have it to the full until it overflows. That when you give, He causes it to come back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and. Is He really a running over God?
Yes.
A surplus God?
Yes.
Many don't believe it. I do. I believe it's here in the Scripture. I believe it's many places. My cup does what? It'd help us to say that on a regular basis. Just in the middle of the day, say, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Say it out loud. Try it out loud.
My cup.
Runs over. What kind of life do you live? Cup running over life. That's not rake by, scrape by. Is it? Eke out an existence. Not a subsistence life. Keep going, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you know for us, for believers, this is as rough as it gets now. Now for unbelievers, this is as good as it gets. But for believers, this is as rough as it gets right now. And we're overcoming, having victories, right? And after this, it really takes off. How many are confident you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? But now notice what's going to happen down here all the days of your life. You're leaving something in your wake, like the SS blessing. You and I are supposed to be like ships that are leaving goodness and mercy in our wake. That when we come through, in our wake is blessing. People are better for us having come. People are better for us having visited, for us having been there. In this world, you got basically two kinds of people: takers and givers. People that are not born again are all of the taking variety. People say, oh no, I know some folks, unsaved people, and they're big givers. Nah, if you break it down and analyze it, it comes back to something they're looking for. Again and again, and it's the nature of all flesh. But when you got the love of God in you, Jesus gave with no strings. And that love, if we let it dominate us, it'll cause us to give without wanting something in return, without trying to, you know, think of ourselves, or it's not about PR, it's not about trying to be the big man or woman. It's genuinely because it helps you. Genuinely about benefiting that person. What did it say? Sure, say it out loud, surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Does that follow you?
Yes.
I look back at places I've been, places I've ministered to. I want to know, are they better off or worse off because I came? Are they stronger or more confused? Are they more inspired or more discouraged? You and I should be leaving awake. And really we are. good or bad? How many know that there are folks, they leave a wake of destruction? They will rain on your parade. They don't realize it. But after they come, people are more agitated. They're more frustrated. They're more discouraged because all they did was talk doubt and fear and unbelief. And all they did was pull on you and want something and ask for something all the time. Takers. Pullers. But you and I, even though we're in this world, we're different.
Amen.
We are not leaving a wake of destruction.
Amen.
And discouragement.
Right.
And hurting people. Right. And taking away from people. When we come through, when we're coming, people ought to hear, people go, oh, it's the blessing ship. They're always loaded down with something good. Didn't the Bible say He daily loadeth us?
Yes.
Daily loads me with benefits.
Yes.
We are to be loaded down with words of encouragement, words of love, words of truth, words of grace. Even if everybody's crying and sad and discouraged when we pull into port, we are to light it up and say, hey, why are you crying and being down? The Almighty is still on the throne.
That's right.
His word is still true. And He cares about you. And so do I. And here's the word of encouragement. And here's $10,000 too.
Really encouraging.
The Lord needs people like this in the earth.
Yes.
Well, I can't do 10,000. Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's 10 for where you are in that situation. But it's the same thing. I remember years ago, Phyllis and I were in training for ministry, and I was going to school there at Raymond, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And we're believing for every tank of gas. We're believing for every pair of socks, every meal, literally. And looking back now, I thank God for it because we actually did learn to look to God and learn to use our faith. And the same way we believed for $100 then, we're believing for $1 million now. Same, it's exactly the same principle. And so I had $5 to my name that week. A $5 bill in my pocket. That's all I had to my name. And I'm going to school and I'm going to class and I'm going to healing school. And there was a brother that was speaking there that afternoon. And the Lord dealt with me to sow him my $5. And to be frank, I was a little embarrassed because I thought, well, it's just $5. I can just put it in the offering. And the Lord kept dealing with me, no. I don't mean I'm hearing a voice, but it was coming clear in my spirit. Go to him. And personally, you want to sow this to him. I thought, I didn't really want to. You know, there can be a real problem with that because that's where I was. And so why would I have a problem with that? It's pride. Trying to act like you're somewhere you're not. And if you don't start where you are, you stay where you are. But I finally got it clear. Yeah, I need to. And here's the thing. You don't need to go and despise your seed either and go, well, this is nothing. Because then you're not sowing it with any love or any faith. You're despising the whole deal. And that's one reason the Lord was telling me to do this, because that's when I learned some of the things I'm talking about right now. Well, I finally went up to him after the service and I said, brother, you know, it was a great word. Thank you for coming and ministering. I have a seed I want to sow to you. And he said, well, praise God. And I pulled out my $5 and that's all I had to my name. And, I said, well, here, brother, you know, maybe you can use it for something. And he took my hand and was going to pray over it. And when he did, the Spirit of God came on both of us. We cried. We laughed. I mean, you talk about a $5 blessing. It was way out beyond of five. Why? Because it wasn't about $5. It was about heart. And what I wanted to do was just try to express to him how much I appreciated what he was doing, and that the word was really ministering to me, and thanking God for him. And I was sincere, and then he was sincere. Yeah. And man, God knows it when you're sincere. He knows when you're genuine in your heart, and the Spirit of God, I mean, just like, come on us.
Glory.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's goodness, and that's mercy.
Yeah.
Come on, can you see that? And that was following that act of faith and that seemingly small seed. And yet in God's eyes, it wasn't small at all. You remember that Jesus remarked about the widow's offering. And it was two mites. Probably a penny in today's money. And yet the Lord basically said she outgave everybody there. Even though they were giving huge amounts. Why? Because you can't give more than 100%. Can you? And if you give it with the right heart, it's acceptable in God's eyes. And whether it's that or it's a thing or it's an act or it's your time or whatever, if it's sincere and from the heart and you're doing that, you're going to leave a wake behind you of blessing. Somebody say, surely. Goodness. And mercy. Will follow me. All the days of my life. Hallelujah. Well, would it help you to express God's love in even greater, more tangible ways? The more stuff and the more money and the more time and ability you have above what it takes to run you. And you've got more and more resources that you can, you know, express the love of God with. Hallelujah. Let's put Branson Church up. Can we put them up and just leave them up for a minute? There they are. Glory to God. And all the partners of More Life Ministries, they didn't know you. And yet they loved you. Because they love God. And sowed to give you a church. I mean, money poured into this place for month after month after month to not just do some kind of little cheap, little cramped place, but to do something up nice and something good. For who?
For us.
They don't live here.
That's right. For us.
Who'd they do it for?
Us.
For you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Do you care?
Yeah.
They did it for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Abounding Ability, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin our Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.